Happy Labor Day. This episode of One on One is about nothing and everything. Just thoughts from my brain to the computer to you. Today I said to my daughter as she was getting ready to leave the house, "Hi, what's going on?" There was no response then. "With what?" I said, "In general, you know, how you doing?" No response. Then silence. Then the house is silent. Did she leave, I think? She must have left. It's so quiet. And it's only quiet when my 4-year-old granddaughter is gone. The two of them left without saying goodbye. She usually says goodbye, I think. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy to have quiet time in the house. It's been so loud and noisy since when? March? When did COVID begin? It's horribly hectic here. The daughter is working from home. The 12-year-old grandson is in 7th grade, online. Aiden, the grandson, has preteen angst, so everything's kind of a big drama. His mom is grumpy from all the stress of the two children and working in a demanding job from home. And I'm grumpy, just naturally grumpy. Then I think, we're really not great communicators in this house. I mean, the only one I really communicate with is the 4-year-old. And I'm thinking we need to stop. We need to stop what we're doing and chat and really talk to each other occasionally. But we're so busy. I'm going to try really hard this month of September. And that's my thought for this day, on this Labor Day. I'm going to work harder to talk to people I love. And there aren't that many of them, really. I'm also thinking about this Labor Day, the upcoming election. And as a political reporter, Labor Day kind of always signaled the beginning of the really big campaign swings. It's when we would all kind of shuffle into high gear. That's when political reporters kind of switch into high gear and get ready to go on the campaign trail. And I never knew what politician I was going to be covering, especially when I worked in Washington for the kind of the psycho bureau chief who didn't like me. Yep, I'm thinking about the upcoming election on this Labor Day. I worked hard all my life, and I am happy to enjoy the day and not do too much. My mom and dad were really hardworking people. They did physical labor. And what I do is really not work. I think a lot, and it is difficult to turn off my brain, and then I can't sleep. I'm a world-class insomniac. Back to the election. I'm worried about Trump. I'm not crazy about the Democrats running for president and vice president, but Trump is scary. Right now, I'm making calls and sending emails. I'm working on getting some interviews for my Political Woman series, and I'm not getting much response back. I was thinking about starting a series called Just for Women. I don't want to be sexist, but a lot of what I have to offer is for women. It's advice just for women. I don't want to call it that, but I'm going to use the Political Woman series to cover some of that ground. And two, on YouTube, when you do something like This Is Just for Women, then all the men look at it, at least those YouTube men. And there is a kind of a YouTube sexist thing, just like there is for developers. I'm working for a woman developer right now, and she's come up against it all of her life. Women are special. We are. We have special needs and special career issues. And as I get older, I need to share some of this with the younger generation. Back to the election. I am so afraid about all the hate being spewed around here these days. And that is another reason I'm angry. I hate all the hate. How's that for a conundrum? What a great word. Conundrum. 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 According to Google, it means a confusing and difficult problem or question. Good word, conundrum. We all do need to be kinder to one another. And why aren't we? Do you know why? I don't know why. I just don't. I do know everyone is pretty stressed out. I am. Later, I'm going to watch the movie Picnic. Picnic stars William Holden and Kim Novak. He's a hunk. She could not act, but she is beautiful in a corn fed sort of way. The movie is about a Labor Day picnic. A drifter, played by Holden, comes to town, and he changes everybody's life. He changes lives. Now, at the end of the movie, we don't know if that change is going to be good or bad. It's just like real life. It's just change. And one thing we can all be sure of, change happens. It's our only constant, really. I'm making a vow to all of you. I'm going to look for pleasure every day this month, and I'm going to try to post that every day. Now, I tried to do this in August, and then I got a nasty sinus infection, and it really knocked me down. I'm going to try to have positive thoughts every day for the rest of this month, and then I'm going to share. We'll see how it goes. I'll try it. Life does get in the way. It's all that change. Be safe. Please subscribe and please share. Thank you for listening. I'm going to say it. I love you for listening. The book.